Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Just keep on believing, listen, you Streaming via iHeartRadio and also on Spotify. I want to thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. My God. And today's artist spotlight from the multi group Escape, simply known Lauren and Mercy, the voice of soul, the captivating and super talented Tamika Scott. Yes, Lord. Debut EP, Family Affair, hit single from the EP. Go outside in the rain. It's a beautiful thing. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear in the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, Tamika Scott. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. I like that introduction. Woo! You always know how to introduce me sexy. You be making me sound sexy.
When you are my queen, you're definitely all that and so much more. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us. And congratulations on your debut EP. It's been long overdue, my queen.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I got to ask, go outside in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
The incredible. The video, incredible. I got to ask, who came up with the visual concept or as far as directing the video and as far as the cinematography was incredible?
Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to do something where people could relate to it and understand it. So what I did was invited my girlfriends, everybody that's in that video, they're actually my real friends, high school best friends. So I brought them over to the house, and I wanted to have like that real feel, because when we're hurt, we look upon our girlfriends to help us to get us through that hard time. Or if we know that one of our friends are hurting, we always go over with a bottle of wine so we can sit and cry it out. So I definitely wanted it to be just as real as that.
Well, that is a complete contrast from the Tamika Scott that I knew 15 years ago. A bottle of wine was definitely not going to die.
Thank God for change.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
you know what,
the 15 years ago would have been busting somebody windows out their car. Now I just cry it out. Let it go.
Let me ask you, how have you seen your growth and maturity as a songwriter, and how have you been able to implement it in your music?
I think my growth is experience, you know, because the 1990 Tamika didn't experience what the 2000 Tamika has experienced. So I write what I see. I write what I go through. I write what my friends go through. So it's definitely maturing from trying to find love to having love to being broken, having your heart broken to love to trying to learn to love again. So it's all different elements of the maturity of growing, and that's how my writing is displayed.
You know what I find so refreshing about your journey and your transparency is that even in this journey that you've always been able to be real with your listeners. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't like to use the word because it's, to me it comes across as being very generic. So our family, mm-hmm. they've always loved your transparency. And I find it, as far as very ironic, where your debut EP is called Family Affair. That particular title, what does that mean to Tamika Scott?
Well, my family is my everything, you know, and with this project, I wanted to include them because my family is very talented. My oldest, she's singing Ocean, you know, that was Escape's first baby. She's singing on one of the songs. My other daughter, she's a rapper, Young Naya. We call her the Princess of the South. She's on one of the songs. My husband,
okay.
He's singing on one of the songs. Well, he's getting his Kurt Franklin on. I ain't going to say singing. He get his Kurt Franklin on one of the songs. My family was very instrumental. They're very instrumental of me recording this EP.
Lord have mercy. Like I said, it's been long overdue. I want to ask you, family,
we're
going through this crisis right now in this country. How have you managed to maintain? Because you've always been very strong-willed, very strong-willed. And I know we all get tested to a certain extent.
Yeah.
How do you manage to stay strong and stay above water through the crisis that we're all experiencing right now?
Yeah, for me, I look at the positive, and I think the positive is my family always say I'm a neat freak. Now, it's not just me. Everybody's washing their hands. Everybody's making sure everything is clean. And I'm loving that part about it. I'm like, you got to wash your hands, wash your clothes, make up your bed, because you don't make up your bed, you can get germs. So all of that, I'm using it for my advantage there. And to be able to spend time with my family, you know, to be able to sit and really talk, you know. I don't watch the news that much because y'all president be confusing me every time he speak. He be confusing me, so I don't like to watch the news.
Just a cheeto. I get it. I understand. I definitely can relate. To all the listeners out there that have tuned in late, shame on you. The Teddy Bear does forgive you. We're being joined with the incredible Tamika Scott, of course, at WEP Family Affair. I got to ask, what are some of the goals that you have set for yourself for this year as far as being right now? Because, as you know, it's a complete difference from being a solo artist instead of being a part of a group. What are the goals that you set for yourself being a solo artist at this particular time?
Well, I definitely wanted to make sure that my single was in the top 10. Right now it's currently 28 on Billboard with a Bullet, and it feels so good, you know, having the support of my fans. So that and along with my daughter, working with my daughter, managing her, getting her stuff out, working on series, it's just a lot. My standards are high for myself. So there are goals that I have achieved and there are goals I have yet to achieve, but I'm working hard towards achieving it.
Now, you said you're managing your daughter. I find that rather apropos. What are some of the things that you have what are some of the things that you have sat down and had a conversation with your daughter about when she said, Mom, this is what I want to do. I want to be part of this business because you know better than anyone. This is a business more than anything else. What are some of the things that you have told her to be prepared for this?
I think the hardest thing for me, my daughter, she was awarded a full scholarship for softball. She could have went for softball or academics, and she graduated with honors, but she didn't take it. She told me that she wanted to rap. She wanted to act, and that's where her passion was. And she told me, you know, once I go to college, I'm going to be partying, and I'm not going to do right. I might not do good. I'm like, how you going to tell your mama that? But, you know, I had to step back and put myself in that same situation because when I was getting ready to graduate, I had an opportunity to go to Savannah State for criminal justice. I got accepted in Oxford. I got accepted in Emory University. But I had to make a choice to do escape or go to college, and I chose escape. And I followed my dream. So I allowed her to follow her dream, which I started my own label, Brolic Entertainment. And she has done a lot. She's working on her second single now, getting ready to finish her album. She was able to open it up for us, Escape, on tour. She's been doing her own shows. So she's been on a lot of things. She auditioned for this network and got the part. So I'm glad I allowed her to live out her dreams. But at first, I was a little upset because I believe in higher education. I do.
But as you said, she's chasing her dream just like her mother did. You make those choices, make those tough choices and decisions.
Many, I always say that.
After you finish the EP, of course, Family Affair, what has you most proud of it?
I want to say the way that people are accepting me as a solo artist, first of all, and loving the music. You know, I wanted to write about substance. I want people to listen to it and can relate to the storylines of all the songs, and I have been getting great reviews back, so I feel like, you know, I feel like I've accomplished a lot by doing that.
Well, it definitely resonates through the whole entire EP. And I also want to give a lot of love out there to Keith Parker, because I know you worked a duet with him on the EP.
Yes,
what was that like?
All of Me. Well, All of Me is a song. It's called All of Me, and it's a song featuring Keith Parker for 112. And RL from the group Next produced and wrote the song. So it was just magical, just being in the studio with two great artists. It was like fun. Everything was fun, but the song itself is about falling in love and being hurt, but you're scared to love again, which is part of my story, my journey that I had to go through. So All of Me was definitely one of my favorite off of my Family Affair EP. And working with them two, amazing.
You know what the funny thing is something about you wearing black and doing a video. It is so visually captivating. Lord have mercy. So far be it from the teddy bear to deprive listeners out there. Oh, my pleasure, Queen. Let's get into it. The hit single from her debut EP, of course, Family Affair, Tamika Scott with Yeah, Let's All Go Outside in the Rain, here in the zone of LOCO Radio.
This makes absolutely no sense.
She has not been answering my calls. Is she answering your calls?
No, I've called, text, and she still won't pick up.
Let's call the girls. Let's get some drinks, or we're going to get her out of the bed.
Yeah, but she won't answer a call.
Call her again. We're going to leave her a voicemail.
I left voicemail. I've texted her. This buses and it's raining? This is ridiculous. We're going to bang on the door.
I think I got a key.
Answer the phone. Don't do this, man. You got us all worried and tripped out. Answer the phone.
We're coming over. We're bringing the girl.
I don't allow nobody to make you feel like that.
We've all been through it, though, girl, didn't we?
Yeah, but we ain't got to go back there, neither do we have to continue there.
Love to have you perform whenever you get an opportunity, okay?
That'll be awesome. I cannot wait.
Yes, Lord. So it is written, so it shall be. And stay sweet, my queen.
Thank you. You too.
All thank right. you so much, Teddy Bear.
My pleasure, my brother. The very talented Tamika Scott on his own of LOTR Radio. Remember, family, be sure to get that new EP, Family Affair, available as we speak. Got to take a little quick 2 and 2. Got to pay some bills. As Brother Brown once said, pay the cost to be the big when you're vibing with the Teddy Bear here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
I know somebody truly cares. He's got it made. He won't admit it, but it's just a masquerade. He's a modern day deceiver with a case of false fever. But today, it's a game. She gets the word, next thing you know, it's in the street. By the time it's been repeated, all the truth that's been deleted. What a shame. Love's her again. Seems like everything we hear is just a tale. But I've got something that will never, ever fail. It's gone.
Talked about out my friend's mouth. I've been beat down till he turned my life around. Seems like I always fall short of being worthy. I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. Yeah. I ain't no superstar, the spotlight ain't shining on me.
No.
I ain't good enough, but he still loves me. Not me.
I used to wake up some days and wish I'd stayed asleep. Cause I went to bed on top of the world. Today the world's on top of me. Now everybody's got opinions. They ain't been in my position. That'll break my heart when I hear what they have to say about me.
What they say about you?
I always fall short of being worthy.
Lord, I ain't worthy.
That faith, definitely.
Politico. So it is written, so it shall be done. Lord have mercy. Lord, the time goes by. Yes, it does. But in the meantime, for those who missed the interview, no need to fear. The Teddy Bear has you covered. All you have to do is pull up that app on your phone and type in LOTL, The Zone, on iHeartRadio, also on Spotify. But if you feel like giving an apple to the teacher, you can also catch up with us at Apple at the same handle at LOTL, The Zone. And also connect with us to get all the latest updates. Make sure you stop by. Follow us, support us on Instagram at Instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. Same handle for Facebook. And on Twitter, it's at Twitter.com/LOTL Radio. It's definitely been a beautiful experience broadcasting. My goodness, I've been broadcasting from my home, and it's been years, but you got to make do what you got to do. Make sure some substance back to their waves, and I wouldn't miss it for the world. I know I'm going to send out a very special shout out to DJ D Nice. My goodness, he got on Instagram a couple of days ago, and he just, man, it was a beautiful experience to bring so many people together. I mean, to have the former First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama on there, and other people, it was definitely a beautiful experience. And speaking of a beautiful experience, why don't you join the Teddy Bear? We'll be back on live tomorrow afternoon as we have the pleasure of having the incredibly talented Louise Chantal, Lord have mercy, with her new hit single, Put It On Me. Yes, Lord. That'll be at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a beautiful experience. Well, that's it for today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. I want everyone to take care of themselves. One love to so many people. Lord have mercy. Going to close it with some classic R&B from The Deal with I'll Send You Roses here in The Zone of LOTL Radio.
The sooner you realize. Hang the sun.